www.ChristianMinistry.com.
Just imagine for a second if we put all of this conversation about the debt ceiling in a capsule, one of those time capsules, and 100 years from now, somebody opened that capsule at a school, perhaps, or wherever we planted it, and then listened back to it, would they be cackling out loud at all of this nonsense? Let's hope so, because it really is just nonsense. The back and forth, now the blame game, and at this point, Americans are so fed up with it, even if it affects their paychecks, because it's like a paycheck, meaning the Social Security check you're getting, it's helping to pay some of the bills you paid in your whole life, and now there's a chance, according to the president, that you might not get your check. People are willing to say, you know what, that's fine, let it crash, because we can't keep doing the same thing over and over again. This is a wicked game of Groundhog Day, just like the movie. You know how Bill Murray kept waking up? It was the same day. It was the same day. And at first it was cool. Then it's not so cool anymore. We're beyond, and it never was, but we are beyond patience at this point. And that's where we start America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those cool nooks and crannies in between across America, greatest country on the face of the earth. And boy, let's do what we can to help keep it that way. I always invite you to chime in and throw in your two cents on any and all of it. So let me give you the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Are you one of the people that fall into the category that I mentioned? Forget it. Even if it affects me, even if I'm crunched in this and I'm feeling the pain, I'm willing to go it. I'm willing to just say, yeah, toss me into that 70%. Because I say we don't lift that ceiling no matter what. Or are you looking at all of what's being said and listening to it as to what's going to happen to the markets, what's going to happen to our credit ratings? Are we going to turn into another Greece? Oh, my goodness, what will we do? And, you know, we're not going to be able to write those checks, and we're defaulting on the loans, and how we're America, how can we default on loans? Well, I'll tell you how. It's because of lining the pockets of so many of the Wall Streeters and the whole idea of the bank's too big to fail that now won't lend anybody a nickel. That's how we got into this situation. And we can't go backwards, so we have to move forward and come up with a solution. If the solution is, okay, then we got to play hardball, and you're not going to swing that axe, you're not going to come up with enough spending cuts, then why would we lift the debt ceiling again and end up tossing more money on the pile in the deficit category? Why would we do that? Because that's more money that we're going to have to pay more money. You know what it is? It's that old saying, throwing good money onto bad money. You know, you're chasing after it, and you never get out of that cycle. You never, ever get out of that cycle. So you might agree, or maybe you don't. Maybe you think, ooh, why do we do that? It might make it worse for the rest of us. You can also send me an email, americatonight.net. To be sure, that's not the only thing we're going to talk about here. If you're tuned in, you're like, oh, not again. This is like driving through New York and hearing only Yankee talk. I promise. We're going to talk about other things, including we have another sterling edition of We Can Count. You're going to like this one. It's a good one. And would you believe, speaking of ridiculousness, a judge declares a mistrial in the Roger Clemens perjury trial. I'll tell you what I know about that is I covered Roger in two different cities. First, let's go to Brian in Missouri. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. To top off the theory on the debt ceiling, I think they're just waiting. It's going to be another one of those last-minute deals they broker out of their back pockets to try to keep everybody in suspense and hope they don't crash the markets while they're doing it.
Yeah, I think they're going to wait till the last second no matter what. Yeah, yeah. Even if there was a close to a deal or something close, I agree. I think this is going to be the same thing. Right till the very last second, either it goes over the top or they solve it enough where they pay on the interest or something else and they don't actually default. Yeah.
And the second thing I was wanting to bring up tonight was with the Netflix raising their rates.
Oh, yes.
Believe it or not, I'm actually one of their subscribers, and I heard it from you first. And when I got home and seen the email, I'm like, oh, so that's what was being talked about. And I've actually talked to a few of my coworkers, and they've even said it's to the point where they're going to drop it too, because this, and what some people don't realize is this makes the second rate increase Netflix has put on us within the last 4 or 5 months.
Yes, because it went up, what was it, like a dollar or something, and now you're talking about 60% increase. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and to just give a comparison, for the plan that I'm on with them, we're talking about a $5 increase total.
Mm.
And we just had about a $2 increase 4 or 5 months ago, so... I have a feeling they're either going to be backpedaling that rate increase here before long, or you're going to be hearing about them going under.
Yeah, they have a crazy number of subscribers. I'm going to say 28 million. And now this is an opportunity for Blockbuster, who blew it when Netflix got the better of them by mailing the movies and then the streaming and all that. But I think you're right, Brian. It's they're at this point, they're playing loose and fast. A lot of people are upset because 60% is crazy. That's not another buck. That's nothing like that. That's too much over the top. They're greedy. I mean, that's just flat-out greed, slamming the consumer with that amount. And I think a lot of people will threaten to dump them and dump them, yeah.
And I've even talked to my own mom that once we actually get our satellite back up and going, I'm planning on, unless they backpedal this increase by then, dumping them and going to Blockbuster, because once I get the satellite back up and going, I won't need the instant stream, and Blockbuster has the same amount of CDs, DVDs going out at one time for $20. So that's a no-brainer. I'm saving $6 right there at least.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think other people are going to see the same thing that you're seeing, and I think it's a huge blunder by the company. They don't think so, and they're not positioning it that way so far. So let's see what happens if they buckle a little bit, if too many subscribers drop them, because they're saying, oh, we're the only game in town, but I think they're not the only game in town. You just explained your own personal situation as to why you could make the switch. Brian, thanks. You have a great weekend. All right, so that was an intriguing story from the week that somehow, you know, they were sitting around in a board meeting and decided, hey, how can we make some more money? Let's jack it up a little bit. And then they said, let's just go for the whole enchilada. Separate the two out. You just want streaming. You want CDs. And, of course, people want both. They get addicted. Hook them in. Give them what they want and charge them 60% more. I hope people really dump on them. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You can live to 100. It's not a dream, not sci-fi, not impossible. And you can stay youthful, vigorous, and look half your age. Live to 100 on WebTalkRadio.net introduces you to scientific breakthroughs, landmark experiments, and life extension biotechnology from the world's leading reverse aging experts on diet, exercise, and nutrition. Fall in love with your life again and live long on Live to 100 at WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Victims of the same crime. We're being ripped off by the people who represent us when it comes to this so-called decision time. The president giving those on the Hill that make the laws 36 hours to come up with something or what. I wanted to know what the or what was, and there was no or what. You have 36 hours to come up with something. And then what? Usually when you issue a threat, there has to be something attached to it. But there wasn't anything attached to it. So the sad, sad, sad fact of the matter is this wicked game of craps that we're playing with the debt really puts all of us in the same category. We're the victims. The House always wins, or in this case, the politicians always win. And it's you and I, my friends, who lose. Just keep that in mind as you watch this play out. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello.
Kate who?
Delaney.
I thought this was Kate with, Clint Williams' wife.
Yeah. Kate Middleton. Can you imagine? Hello, it's the Kate Middleton Show.
It's the Kate Middleton Show. Hey, just a couple things before we get to the debt ceiling. Kate, you know, you spoke to me a little bit ago. When you talked about bad airports or whatever, my gosh, Labor Day, I'm going out back east to fly into BWI, I guess, Baltimore, Washington. Well, it sounds scary just saying those words together, so.
No, you know what, that airport, usually, I've flown in there a couple times. It's not bad because it's close to everything, so you shouldn't have a lot of problems, I hope.
I got a best friend from high school 30 years back that lives outside of Richmond, so.
Cool.
Went down to see him, so.
Good for you.
His wife and two kids. And,
cool.
Yeah, anyway, though, you mentioned, you were talking something about, and all I know is in the same conversation you used the word dumb and then dumber. You started making me think, are you talking about Harry and Lloyd or something, or was that a movie you were talking about? Hey, you remember the scene in that film where he popped the cork and it nails the owl? You've got to admit that was one of the funniest scenes in the history of Hollywood.
I agree.
So hard, I had to get out of my seat and go outside to calm down.
I agree.
So hard. But anyways, though, that was a funny show. But anyways, love Jim Carrey. I saw his Penguin movie, by the way. Very very, very good family movie. So, by the way.
Really? So Jim Carrey and the Penguins. I know someone that wants to go see that. So I'll say that you give a good review. You think it's got comedy in it?
Cute movie. He doesn't cut up like he normally does, you know. And you know, it was still a little bit comedic, you know. And, you know, this is, you could take, you know, 3-4-year-olds, 5-year-olds to it and not have to worry. No bad language or anything, you know.
Cool.
So it's finally nice to see him do a movie that, you know, the whole family can enjoy, because most of them are, you know, a little bit on the raunchy side sometimes. But by the way, I don't know if I told you this or not, but they had the AAA All-Star Game in Salt Lake City on Wednesday. You know, because they always do the All-Star Game, and then the next day is the AAA All-Star Game, and it just happened to be in Salt Lake City, and you will not believe what I saw there.
What did you see?
I swear to God, I saw 4 guys in Oakland A's uniforms. So.
Yeah, ghosts of the past?
No, I mean, like, real players. Players there. With I mean, that's why we call them the Triple A's, you know?
Yeah. So. I have 2 words to say to you. Money, ball.
Oh, you're playing tight tonight, Kate. You know how serious I am. So I was going to tell you, hey, folks, you know, Brad Pitt's great actor. I go to see every film of him, and I'll probably go see this one, even though I'll probably be twisting the whole time I'm inside of it. But you know what? That film comes out right at the end of the season this year, and all you got to do is look at the standings, so final standings, and you're going to see the Athletics in last place. And what kind of studio makes a movie about a guy who's the general manager of a last place team? And I can general manage a team to last place. You know, how hard is that to do? So
there you go.
Hey, listen, do you remember a couple of years back I told you when, you know, after Obama had kicked in and everything, I think it was a few months later, I said, you know, one of the things I'm a little worried about is that, this might have been less than a year ago, is that I wonder how much the Republicans are really going to go to make this economy turn around, because, you know, Americans vote their pocketbook, you
right.
know. I mean, if they're, you know, if the economy ain't
sure.
going, typically that's when they make a change in the presidency,
yep.
you know, and so, you know, it just made me wonder, you know, if the Republicans start doing things and the economy starts getting better, then Obama's going to get credit for it. So here we're at this impasse right now. By the way, they did a poll, and I guess 42% of Americans do not want them to raise the debt ceiling.
I know. If one
you
showed
know?
It 70%, yes.
70%, you know?
Yeah, there was another one that showed 70. That's crazy.
Exactly. You know, and so it makes you kind of wonder if, you know, the Republicans... They're just going to leave it to the big election next year. The Republicans are sit back and say, no, if they default and all of a sudden our interest rates are 20, 30, 40% or whatever, like it was during Peanuts presidency, you know, back in the 70s. Anyway, Jimmy Carter. You know, then it'll be like, is Obama the one that's going to get the blame, or is it the Republicans are going to get the blame?
I think Obama gets the blame. You're right. I mean, this is political positioning. So if you're the Republicans, and somebody asked me this earlier, or I mentioned it, and said that my sources, 2 were Republicans, 1 was a Democratic strategist, they think, Don, they're telling me that they're going to default. They're not going to raise the debt ceiling. So you're right. If the interest rates do get jacked up, who is going to pay the price for that in the election? That's the key.
Yeah. Well, you know, I will give Obama 1 credit, and though, you know, I don't like to do it too often, though, but here's an interesting point. You know, I brought up the point that he's spending almost, I think it's about 800, anywhere between 800, $900 billion a year more than George Bush did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where is that money at? Where is it going? And I have a friend, she's an elderly lady, and she's a Democrat from back when Democrats were really Democrats, not communist heathens like they are now. But in any case, though, she pointed out something that was interesting. She said, do you know how many people in the last 2 years since Obama took over presidency, and this ain't his fault, have started drawing their Social Security, the baby boomer generation?
My dad
started 2 years ago drawing his Social Security.
Yeah.
He's still working. And the only reason he's still working is because he's afraid that all of a sudden that Social Security ain't going to be there.
Right, right.
You know? But think about that. It's, you know, so a lot of it might be, you know, that extra money that's happening isn't money that he's actually spending. It's money that's just going out in entitlements.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember hearing Watts on, you know, on Hannity's show once, and he pointed out that the U.S. is spending $2 trillion a year right now in entitlements between Social Security and Medicaid and what's the other one? I can't remember. Anyways, they're spending $2 trillion in military retirement, you know, unemployment. They're spending $2 trillion in entitlements right now. The federal government only takes in $2.3 trillion.
Right, the taxes, yeah.
And taxes. So what are you trying to tell me? You're going to run the Defense Department and every other department of the government on $300 billion?
Right.
You know, so there has to, I guess they're going to have to go in and do some kind of, they're going to just have to tell the folks, you know, we know you paid into this system, you were promised this much, but we just can't, you know, unless you want to destroy America's economic future, we just can't keep paying this amount out. And I don't want them to just overnight say, okay, we're cutting your Social Security in half, we're cutting your military retirement in half. They need to do it kind of like in a percentage, you know what I mean? Like this year it's going to go down 3 or 4%, next year it's going to go down 3 or 4%. And that way people can adjust, you know. You just don't go in and chop it, you know. But
You are depressing me.
Oh,
that is, you know what, but you're right. What's going to happen? This is the thing. Everybody can trash Bush as much as they want to trash him, but the one thing, do you remember when he said, why don't we just let people handle their own finances? I don't know what prompted that, where he said, we'll just give people, you could have the check, you could have the money back, and it would be up to you to invest it. Boy, I would have taken that gamble. I would have said, yeah, send it to me.
Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly right. But, Kate, you know, the problem is if everybody did that right now, boom, overnight,
oh, and yeah,
started investing into something else, then who's paying into the Social Security fund?
Oh, no. We'd be done now. There's no way that would happen. Are you kidding with the deficit and the amount that we're taking in? Absolutely. But that would crash everything. Absolutely. All right, Don, have a good weekend. Stick with us. Coming up, We Can Count.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long. This offer ends tomorrow. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, B-E-R-K-E-Y.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Let's lighten the load to start off with We Can Count. Anybody watch trash TV? Trash TV to me is reality TV, although not all reality TV is terrible. As I say that, there are some decent shows, actually, believe it or not. I'm not into the American Idol or any of those shows. In fact, most of the time I would probably end up watching something financial or watching sports or whatever. But occasionally I veer off and catch something that I'll kick back and watch. So the Emmys were released, and there's a series I do like. It's called Mad Men. It's on AMC. They got 19 nominations. How about that? Also, Modern Family's on ABC, and a lot of people seem to like that comedy. I've never seen it. I've just seen the promos for it. They got 17 nominations. Then there were a couple of other people who got nominated for Outstanding Supporting Actress in a Comedy, for example, Betty White. This woman just keeps on, she's going to keep acting until the day she dies. They're probably going to find her somewhere in a trailer, on a set somewhere. She's in a show called Hot in Cleveland. There's another woman that's popular, Jane Lynch. She's in Glee, and she also was nominated, and I think she's hosting the Emmys as well. I wonder how many people actually watch award shows. I wonder how many men. Here's the thing. How many men watch award shows versus is it all women that are watching award shows? Is it or is it a combination or no? Now, award shows are killers. Because what are you watching award shows? I don't know. You can see snippets of it anyway afterwards. Like if you want to see, oh, yeah, I like, Clint Eastwood. Let's say if it was the Academy Awards and he got Best Director and I like that movie. You could see his speech anyway. Or even if you didn't have a computer, you could watch it when they did the highlights of what happened. So I don't know. I don't know that I get the spending time watching those, watching the award shows. But what's interesting is, as I said, Mad Men for all the Emmys that they got. And also the fact that John Cryer, who had to deal with that, he was on that sitcom Two and a Half Men that used to star Charlie Sheen, got an Emmy nomination. I wonder if they just gave that to him for feeling sorry for him. Dude, you're a decent actor, but with what you had to deal with that Sheen, duh, winning stuff, we feel compelled to give you at least a nominating envelope in the mail. We're going to announce your name, dude. We feel sorry for you. All right, so let's move from Emmy nominations to this. Interesting story. A county supervisor in Southern California wants to form the 51st state by ceding the region from California, saying that the state's problems require some really crazy radical solutions, and here's one of them. The supervisor is from Riverside County, and he's been a politician for, you know, almost two decades. So this week, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors gave the okay to hold a summit of the local leaders and try to come up with the remedies for the problems that they're having, and it included secession. Oh, we've heard that word before. I don't think it's going to happen, but interesting. And that area, too, is much more conservative. I mean, that's the conservative area of Cali, if there is one. Conservative in California don't really seem to go hand in hand. But the guy who thinks there should be a 51st state is a pharmacist, by the way. And he's saying he's just tired of what's happening in the Golden State. They just can't keep up with it. Talk about being frustrated over this lack of or control, the spending, and the fact that they're doing things like opening the prisons. Ah, we got to open the prisons because we can't afford it anymore. So eeny, meeny, miny, moe, we'll take the least offensive one. You're the one to go. That wouldn't make me feel very comfortable if I was living anywhere near those prisons where they're doing that crazy. All right, this is worth mentioning just because I think it's kind of interesting. The whole Twitter thing is another deal I don't really get. I get how you do it, and I understand the technology, but do we really care what everybody's doing at every second? Unless it's clever stuff, unless it's somebody's in the middle of some amazing thing that's happening, which means they're probably someone well-known, and they're telling you what's happening at the time. But to sit there all day and have to have a handful of characters, I'm too long-winded for that. That's probably the problem. I'm the queen of the run-on sentence, so the characters, cutting off the characters won't work for me. I did see this, though, and I thought it was cool, because Twitter's actually been around for 5 years, and it's a top, you know, social networking site. So they came up with, Sports Illustrated came up with the top, the Twitter 100, and who had a great Twitter preference. And they weighed all kinds of things, news, information, all that kind of stuff when it came to sports. And I think that was an interesting thing to do, because now sports people, that's a different thing. If you can get a score, like I'll tell you, for example, for me, I have the Texas Rangers and the Philadelphia Phillies. When the game ends, I just get a quick hit that tells me, oh, okay, Phillies won, 5-2, whatever, Rangers lost, this whatever happened. And a lot of people in sports like that. They like to get hits on games and that kind of stuff. So of the tweets, some of the top tweets include Gilbert Arenas, who's a Orlando Magic guard. And I guess he's pretty eccentric, so he tweets funny things that people just pay attention to. They're hooked into him. And another guy who apparently is good at that is, because there's a whole bunch of ex-baseball players or, you know, current anchors and stuff. And on the list is this Andrew Brandt guy. And he's been the go-to person. He must have great sources for what's happening in the NFL, you know, whether or not we're going to have an NFL season. And he's the former cap dude for the Packers, and he's the president of the National Football Post, and he's a true source, I guess, for any business related to football. So good for him that many people are going and checking out whatever his tweets are. Like I said, you have to have that patience, and you'd have to come up with the clever tweets, or you have to be just a fascinating person where you're bumping into all kinds of interesting people and doing all kinds of incredible things that you could tweet about, I guess, right? All right, let's tell you this as we move on here for We Can Count. You know, like I said, we like to mix it up. That's why I started off with something light instead of something heavy. But I found this interesting. Argentina is banning classified ads offering sex. You know how often you pick up those free newspapers and that's what you see, I guess, are loaded with in the back, or even newspapers that you pay to get. So the Argentine president signed a decree that bans any of those ads, anything. So newspapers, anything that has any sex-related advertising, any of that kind of stuff, that it's a female, so that she won't put up with that, condemning a woman in most cases who doesn't have the chance to choose the life they want, was her statement that she released. So what's interesting is the amount of revenue that is being lost for those papers. Because like it or not, the truth is, and this is the same as in the United States, the ads pump money into the newspaper's coffers where they're having trouble getting people to pay for ads. So they're getting a lot of revenue from maybe places they normally wouldn't go. But she's shutting that down. So that is cut off and over with when it comes to Argentina. And it's interesting in the Latin American countries what they'll do, what they'll, you know, they'll just say without any trepidation, hey, you know what, you might have some power, I think you have some power, and you're getting all this money to pay for the printing of the paper and whatever from ads maybe you normally wouldn't take, so we're going to help you out here and tell you can't take them anyway. I mentioned how hot it was at some point during America Tonight in many states across the United States. And let me tell you, it is very hot in Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. It's a heat wave and then some. I know there's people listening to us in Kansas. I know there's people listening in Missouri, people listening in Nebraska and Topeka and Tulsa. And you're all suffering the same thing that I'm suffering from, a crazy heat. Now, they're saying with the heat and the humidity, it feels like 116 degrees, or it will, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Of course, that's the mothership territory. So I'm just hoping that Donovan Mattson doesn't run screaming into the night in search of ice and leaves us to fend to our own devices here on ATM. I hope they got cold drinks to serve them in the studio, in other words.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
We're going to be singing this tune by August 2nd, Another One Bites the Dust. Or we could be singing a different tune. You know, it's a 50-50 chance by some who are handicapping what's going to happen with the debt ceiling, whether or not it's going to be lifted, or do we default on the loans, and really what is the fallout of that if there is no debt ceiling that's lifted, what happens then? It's interesting because you keep hearing that if the U.S. default happens, it would be catastrophic for the economy. And you've got these credit rating agencies threatening to take away our AAA status and all that kind of stuff. So what do they think in New York? If you have everybody screaming, Tim Geithner screaming, that you've got to lift this limit or we're not going to be able to pay the bills and this is going to crash around us. But what's interesting is nothing has really happened on the markets. There hasn't been a lot of roll on that. Usually negative news tanks the markets and stocks and bonds and all that stuff. Nothing has happened there. So what does that mean? What does that show us? If we've got $14 trillion in outstanding treasury bonds, the U.S. debt is, of all, anybody, of course, out there, is absolutely traded more often than any other government's IOU, and it's held more widely. It matters, the thing that would matter is because of the pensions and the private investment funds and central banks, you know, what they want to know is that they can buy and sell the holdings at that liquidity. Remember the credit crisis of 2008. What happened there was the buying of the treasuries because they were considered to be safe and liquid. So that's why. And we see that Europe is in a debt crisis, but somehow they're containing and hanging on. What happens, you know, to the U.S.? The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, who coincidentally reported that profits were up 13% on Thursday, said that if Congress doesn't agree to raise the debt ceiling, it would mean catastrophe. And it does make you question, whose point of view are we playing around with here? In other words, what kind of glasses do you have on when you look at this? And I think this is very partisan issue. When we hear about these polls and people saying, oh, just default, who cares, because we can't afford more debt. You look at what Jamie Dimon's saying, and in financial markets, what the whole deal is, and this is it, it's so crazy, it's all about confidence. If people think it's going to be catastrophic, then the perception becomes reality, whether it is or not. So I want to see how this plays out on Wall Street. If ultimately what happens is a default, which it's looking more and more like that is a real possibility, which is, I'm sure, why Obama would blow his top and leave a meeting. Look, he knows how that would affect him if the economy tanks. I think more than the Republicans, even if the Democrats try to spin it that way, I think that it'll blow back on Obama more than it will on the Democrats. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my sources are wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But to me, that's the way it looks. It really looks as though it'll come back on Obama. Well, you wouldn't slice enough off of, you know, as far as spending cuts, and you didn't really try hard enough to come up with some kind of a deal, and you're the president, but maybe not. Maybe not. We've talked about the TSA so much on this show, I almost hate to dive back into it when we're doing odds and ends at the tail end, and all of you are making that final turn with me. But you have a crazy story about Donald Rumsfeld, who went to Betty Ford's services, funeral, and was flying back through O'Hare, and he got the pat down. He got to see what that was like. This is a former Secretary of Defense, of course not recognized, and he just went through and didn't complain, just did the deal. But the TSA, to me, is still so porous, it's like Swiss cheese. So they pat him down, and who are they missing on the line? How are people getting through still with weapons? I mean, nothing's 100% foolproof, but the amount that they were talking about was so high. It's like 25,000 over a 10-year period, I think. A crazy amount of people, though, when you beefed up security after 9/11. We call this odds and ends, so that means I'm going to throw in a few other things. I mentioned Betty Ford and Rumsfeld going to that burial. Betty Ford, of course, was buried next to her husband. That's why he was flying through Chicago. I mean, we've talked about her this week, the fact that she opened the door for so many people who had prescription or who have prescription pain pill problems or alcohol dependency and whatnot. The funeral was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, so she was buried on Thursday. And right next to her husband, as I said, the former president, Gerald R. Ford. And there was a very private ceremony, apparently. They did it on the banks of the Grand River in downtown Grand Rapids, if you know that area. And a couple of different people spoke, including Lynn Cheney, the wife of former VP Dick Cheney. And she talked about Americans remembering Betty Ford and thinking first about how she dealt with illness and how she brought things into the open when it came to fighting and conquering things like addiction and whatnot. But she went on to say, because they were very good friends, other personal things. And ironically, she's buried on Gerald Ford's birthday. He would have been 98 years old if he had still been living on Thursday. And everybody came out for that funeral. The First Lady, former President George W. Bush, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Rosalind Carter, former First Lady, just a slew of who's who in politics for the last couple of decades. And bravo, because she really was an outspoken critic for treatments for breast cancer and that kind of stuff. And she made a difference in a lot of people's lives without a doubt. So that's probably what Rumsfeld was thinking. He just came back from this somber funeral where she was being eulogized with specifics and what she helped accomplish for the American people. So he probably's like, yeah, you know, whatever. Whatever. Moving to one last one for you. And that's what we do. I say that we zig and zag as promised. Because I've been asked this question so much, I'm going to update you on what I know. Before we went on the air a couple of hours ago, I got a text from a friend who's a writer who I keep asking about what's the progress, what's going on with the NFL, and apparently they've got a deal in place on the rookie wage, what that's going to be. So the NFL and the players are moving pretty quickly towards a collective bargaining agreement. Boy, nothing has gone smoothly and fast when it came to the CBA. So I have to believe it's on the fast track unless somebody somehow derails it. It looks like football might be coming back on Sunday. That is the good news. Because what would Sundays be like without the NFL? I hate to say it. I'm hooked just like the rest of you. Any thoughts on the show? Send them to me at americatonight.net. Click on the email and you are in.